veterans, many of them wearing baseball caps reflecting service in the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam, and other conflicts, filed through the food line at Western's Army ROTC building before taking their seats. During the program that followed, they were treated to the creation of something called dirty grog. Cadets dumped a strange mixture of food and drink into a big bucket to highlight the Army's various branches, and Cadet Tia Harris got to drink it.
It was gross. It was really gross. The olives were the worst part because they were the last thing, and I actually had to chew those, so...
What else was in there?
We had alphabet soup, we had molasses, strawberry syrup, chocolate coins, Spam. We just had a lot of gross stuff in there.
Both cadets and veterans laughed and cheered as Harris downed the grog. The vets clapping included former Army officer Herb Kenz.
World War II came along, and I enlisted right out of high school when I was 17. Was in the occupation forces. I then find out, after 2 years in Japan, coming home, that I was called a veteran.
All of the armed services were represented at the veterans' lunch. Max Doolittle, a sports announcer at WKZO Radio in Kalamazoo for many years, was a Marine in the Pacific during the Second World War.
We're hoping that the young people now will say, okay, we're not going to have this happen again. We're going to support our military. We're going to do things that we need to keep this country the great as it is. And I think that's the encouraging part. We come here and we get fired up. I mean, I almost signed over for 20 years. And I think that's what it's about.
Sitting across the table from Doolittle, freshman ROTC cadets Riley Williamson and Skylar Freeman were clearly impressed by Doolittle's stories.
Honestly, it's really humbling, and it's an experience to like talk to veterans and see what they've been through and just learn their life stories.
It's just awesome just getting to sit and talk with them, just not even about like what they did, but just making them feel welcome here, making them, you know, just have a great time with them.
Western's ROTC commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Decker Haynes, says getting future officers like Williamson and Freeman together with vets like Doolittle is one reason why the university's Military Science and Leadership Department holds the Veterans Day luncheon.
So I think they really get an appreciation of what it's like to serve. You know, they get to hear the old stories and just they get a feeling for their profession that they're aspiring to be in. And the fact that, you know, we got to pass that information along. We got to kind of share those stories. It's just a good, warm feeling of sharing those stories. What the past, you know, the past transforms into the future.
No one knows what that future holds for Western ROTC students after they get their commissions as Army officers. But young and old alike became very quiet as Cadet Kyle Walters explained the significance of a small table in front of the podium.
The table symbolizes the fact that members of our armed forces are missing from our ranks. This table, set for one, is small, symbolizing the frailty of one prisoner alone against his oppressors. The tablecloth is white, symbolizing the purity of intentions to respond to our country's call to arms. The black napkin stands for the emptiness these warriors have left in the hearts of their families and friends.
That emptiness weighed on Congressman Fred Upton, as he described flying out of Baghdad with other lawmakers in 2003, the day after a big battle.
We took 6 caskets with us. Tough. Man, that was tough. So, this is the weekend, but it really ought to be every day that we think about all of you, your sacrifice, your family's sacrifice, to really make this country the place we want it to be.
For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.